The Invisible Man by H.G. Wells. Copyright Helbling Languages, 2018. One. The Strange Man's Arrival. The stranger came to Iping on the 29th of February, through a cold wind and snowstorm, walking from Bramblehurst railway station with a large suitcase. He was wrapped up from head to foot with big blue goggles, a scarf and a hat that together hid every bit of his face except the tip of his nose. There was snow on his shoulders and chest. He staggered into the coach and horses more dead than alive and dropped his suitcase.
"A fire!" he cried. "Please, a room and a fire!"
He followed Mrs. Hall, the landlady, into the guest's sitting room. She lit the fire and went into the kitchen. She started cooking the bacon, then went back into the sitting room to lay the table. Although the fire was burning nicely, she was surprised to see that the stranger was still wrapped up.
"Can I take your hat and coat, sir?" she said, "and give them a good dry in the kitchen?"
"No," he said, looking out of the window. "I prefer to keep them on."
"Very well, sir," she said. "In a bit, the room will be warmer."